Oh, I've been on. I guess I've been on. Hey, man, it's 718 here in Michigan, so I'm not a day drinker. Fools. Hey, fools. Did you not see the 30 points that just got stolen from me? You did. If you did, you should have got it. You should have had it. Should have had it. What are you doing to me, DraftKings? You're just a spop, a flip, a flop, my fight? And then you're going to do that? Oh, man. We got problems. We got 100 of them. Today, and we're going to get on to it with Bigfoot Holmes and the Spinning Breakfast. I hope you enjoy it. All right, so we're here with the Bigfoot Holmes, who only won 10 bucks today on his, it is what it is. That is some bullshit. Not really. It was hard to do because apparently, thank God, DraftKings is now doing, since last week, they've noticed that this was going to happen. This was going to be a true thing. This was going to be a real thing. They were going to let you do replacement fights. Late game replacement fights. Well, thank God you did it today because Sergey Spivak and Derek Lewis did something I've never seen anybody ever do in my life. Never. Never. That doesn't happen. That don't happen unless something serious is going on. So prayers for Derek Lewis. Prayers for Derek Lewis, because there's nothing in your life other than your life, your mother's life, your father's life, your wife's life, or your kid's life. Anything other than that, you should have been in there. So it's got to be something to do with that. Nobody knows what it is. It was a health-related issue not known to him, or not known to COVID. And we pray for that. Because Derek Lewis don't mention a fight. It's something serious. It's something real serious. So you need to, like, prayer. You maybe didn't know Derek Lewis. If you're listening to the show, you might not know him. Maybe you're listening to the show. I don't know who would even be listening to this show. But if you are, and Alan, maybe you should just do it. Because this guy's a good guy, good man. He seems like a good human being there. And he had to pull out a fight. Literally, like, 2 hours before it happened. That don't happen. On that card was the guy who took over for the main event, and Kenny and Kikuchi. So we're gonna be right back to talk about that here in 1 second. All right. So and Kenny and Kikuchi. I can't get it right. All I know is he's a 6'5" dude. He's a dragon freaking giant. He has a giant, and you paired him up against Ian Kutalaba today. Well, Ian Kutalaba's a midget at that weight class, and that's a giant at that weight class. And what happened was Kennedy got his butt kicked in the first round, and we were like, what is he? Does this guy even wake up? Can he wake up? It takes him one whole. Wait till he gets into a 5-round fight. Wait till he gets into a 5-round fight. That guy's going to murder somebody. Because if he gets to that level in round two, if it was the first time, I would not say it. If it was the first time I've seen it, I would not say it. This is every single fight I've ever seen him fight. He lets his face get beaten in. He lets everything happen to him. Everything wrong happen to him in round one. I don't know what's going on, but by round two, he usually wakes up. But this time, he literally woke up in round two. He knocked Kutalaba's head right off his freaking neck and throat and said, I'm going to kill you, crush your mother. Yeah, yo. I'm going to get a rig review, and I'm going to get on the show afterwards because I'm going to knock your face in. And that's what they said to do, and that's what he did. And when he got on the mic, he said, that's what I do because that's what they told me to do. They said, this is yeah, let him wrestle you and beat you up in the first round because you'll wake up. So that's where he's at now. Wait till he gets on a 5-round fight. He's 6'5", 205 pounds, but I wouldn't believe it. I would look at him and think he was freaking the next coming of Andre the Giant. I don't know these things, but that's what I know. Okay, that's what I freaking know. The guy's a monster. The guy's a badass. He's going to kill somebody. He will kill you. If the referee wouldn't have stopped him today, he probably would have killed Ian Kutalaba, but thank God Ian Kutalaba is still alive, because I didn't even know he was still 27. I didn't even know he was younger, but apparently it's taken us 30 years to find this guy, And if you can't choke him out, if you can't choke him until he can't raise a hand, you ain't beating him. That's all I'm saying. You're gonna figure it out, Harry. You're gonna have to figure it out. Because once he gets this all together, once he calculates that book, and once he gets it all done, maybe you should just throw that fight to your Glover Teixeira and say to Glover Teixeira, you fight him. You can fight him. See ya. One more be ya. And then I'll come back and fight him as a champ, and I'll do the Yuri thing. Yeah. And I'm ninja. But other than that, man, that cat's a badass. A badass, and he's got a bad cough. Oh, yeah, he's got a bad cough. He got a bad cough, so let's pray for him, too, because I don't know what the hell's going on, but I know both of them train in Texas. They both train in Texas. So I'm saying they both train in Texas. And one of these things that they have has stopped Derek Lewis from fighting a fight. Now, if you live in Texas, you might want to go run for cover. Something's going on, and something's been brought back in here. And I'm not joking, because that's what happened. And let's keep going on the fights. Jack Medalena kicked ass, took names, said I'm taking him a paper check. No, I want cash. Cold hard cash out on the next time I'll be able to get in the United States. When's the next fight? We're not putting you in the United States, Jackie Jack. JMD, is that what they call you now? But we're going to put you. Claudia, come here. This is serious stuff. I had to show up. We're putting you over in Australia. We're going to fight Australia. Because, you know, I'm good with everybody now. So, basically, they're going to let him go probably to Australia and fight. So, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. UFC's going to figure that out like they figured out when they had to run off into Fight Island. So, basically, Jack Medalena is going to be on that card. He's going to kill somebody in Australia. But that's fine. It was cool. It was Australia. And what I want to say about tonight is he just did it to the guy in the UFC, whoever the hell he fought. I don't remember. I can't remember anymore. He beat him up so bad it wasn't even funny. The guy had to change his name, had to get a new birth certificate, had to get a new social security card. And it basically was like, hey, I'm just a new member of the United States. And that's what he said, and that's what he did, and that's what he got. So, yeah, because that's what they do. They just let a poison into our country because they're walking in. Yeah, well, some of those people walking in are like the people that drove a plane as they were helicoptering and planing it into a building. Well, gee whiz, are you stupid? Are you stupid, America? Please, you must be. You must be. You gotta be. You're dumb. Maybe I should move over to this Belgian fan I have. I have one fan in the whole world, and she's from, or he from Belgium. Brussels. I don't know. Thank you. Because I might have to live. You're gonna have to make a brack for me, because I'm getting the frick out of here. Now, we gotta go. Because I heard from Joe Rogan first, 2 years ago, that 2020, this month, was going to, January of this year, 2023, was going to be horrendous, it was going to be horrible, it was going to be awful. That's what I heard, and I was not yesterday. And now I got two guys sick. Now I got two guys sick, and where are they from? Oh, the place you're letting them all in from. Texas! They walk into the border. Or they take a van full of people if there's nobody really on duty that day. I don't know what's going on, but that's what's going on. So anyway, we're here, and we're going to pick this, tell you the thing, main card, and that's me, main card, that's the team that I picked. I picked Jenna, right? What's her name? Hey, what's her first name? Oh, I know, she got a 78.32, there's Jennifer Maia, Jennifer Maia, is that her name, first name Jennifer? I'm not sure. She's from Brazil, so it could be, Wanda, it could be Wanda Moya, Maia. I'm not sure, or it could be, Vitor Maia, or it could be, we'll keep going on that one, no longer, okay, so, she won, and she hit the woman from Ukraine, she's from Ukraine, and yes, we're here in World War III, and this is what happens. So basically, she fought the woman from Ukraine and beat her. So here we go, and we got a Demopulos, and Demopulos mopped the bucket up and said, I ain't no stripper anymore. I'm taking no dollar bills because I don't want to. Because you paid to see me. Because I'm that good at fighting, not dancing, not getting naked. I'm good at everything else too. So yeah, I'm Demopolis and I mopped you up. That's what she did and that's what she done. And all of her, she know I'm Wanda. I'm Wanda and I'm not going to dance. Johnny Bones beat me no more. And I'm going to come here. I'm going to fetch this around. I'm Hulk with Johnny Bones. Bussing me. I'm getting you, boy. I'm getting you, bitch. You got it. And that's what happened. And she got it. She gave it. She gave it a third. So I don't think Wanda went off sailing like she didn't give it what she wanted to give. Because she gave what she wanted to give. And Demopolis almost got knocked the frick out. Now, that was the third round. But Demopolis is already dusted up and busted and musted a big lead going round three. So it was okay. She could run around like a track star. She did all that like she was cool. Like she was running from all those people that were giving the dollar bills. That's what happened there. Oh, here's the next one. Zhumagulov. I'm going to get his name right, actually. I want to get his name right. It's Zhumagulov. Is that right? I don't know. I should have said Zhu. And I mean, something weird is going on, because last time I know a world war happened, it was because of that. And also, I want to know this. Who's coming in through Texas? Who is coming in through Texas and making us sick? Making Derek Lewis sick enough that he can't even go out and fight. Making Kenny Anderson-Kikui, who came and talked three times without coughing. I want to know this. And I also want to know, how's Zhumagulov lost? How did he lose that fight? Can somebody please explain that to me? Because what I seen was him taking the guy down, I was striking the guy, throwing him all over the place for two rounds. I saw it for two rounds. Did the judges get confused that those two rounds never happened because of the three flagrant violations that the other guy put on him? So now, let alone, you're going to let Zhumagulov lose that fight. You're going to let Zhumagulov lose that fight by split decision, by the way. You're also going to let him get violated three times. But hey, he did one violation. And the guy said, he got me back! Yeah, he got you back? No. Yeah, he should have got you back. You violated him so many times, Johnson. How many times more? The guy couldn't fight him. He was like, this is the fourth violation he's done on me, and you're going to let this fight go, and I'm going to lose. What the hell? How is that even possible? Well, that's Zhumagulov for you. And that's just what happened to him. You want to know how many split decisions that's been? Oh, well, go look at the record, because it's way too many to count. So people shouldn't have more than two. You shouldn't have more than two split decisions. Okay, because you're obviously good. But this guy's getting them all. Every day he's getting ring-rogged, rigged in. And I want to know why. So answer that one, and tell me why there's our 30 points. Where's our other 30 points? Because that's another $140 in my pocket. Dog, you think you're messing with people, you're messing with the wrong people. Because not me, but if I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one. I'm just saying, you got to fix it, because it's not cool. Man, it makes people mad. And Zhumagulov is very angry that he lost a fight. I am kind of angry that I didn't get that 30 points that would have busted me into the triple digits. But that's cool, man. Hey, man, it is what that is. How many points was that away from winning first place? 67. Well, gee whiz, what does a win get? 30? Oh my God, what do you get? 10? Well, gee whiz, I'm sorry, he knocked the guy down, he took the guy down, he caught the foot, he threw him all around, he got kicked, and he got violated four times. But hey, man, it is what that is, and Zhumagulov lost, he probably got fired. Way to go, man. Hey, way to go, UFC. Why don't you let this run right into us again? You and your fights. Here we go, next fight. What else happened at that card? Does anything else matter? Jack Mendelman kicked ass. Cortez Costa found out, hey, I should have probably not taken this fight. This was a stupid fight to take. After Chase Sherman was on top of him and ground and pounding him in the end of the first round. Because don't forget that's what happened. You know you won. You know you did a little shuffle later in the fight. We know you did that, but how about we remember the end of the first round when Chase Sherman was on top of you, ground and pounding you and beating you like a rag doll? How about we remember that? Because he won that round. You were confused? You confused why where that round was at? Yeah, if it's a round, he's kicking your ass. But hey, man, maybe you were just from the place the other guy was from, and he destroys the first round. But I believe Enzichikui. I don't believe anything this guy says. I don't believe anything Cortez Acosta says. I'm sorry, I don't. I think he's a thug, and I don't believe anything he says. Prove to me you're not. You're throwing haymakers. You're throwing wild haymakers. You're throwing all your shit. How about you knock somebody out then, buddy? Yeah, I live life. I've been there. I can tell when I see people who's fake and who's real. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong. I can see fakeness when I see fakeness. Cortez Acosta is fakeness. Kick him out. Get him out. Take him out. Sherman deserved better than that. He deserved better than that. At least the guy could have put him on a shield. The guy couldn't even put him on a shield, man. You wanted to fire him. You were going to fire him. He had one contract. He won the deal. Now you want to put him on a shield? Put him on a shield. Say, hey, you're cheating. Well, he's tougher than shit. He's tougher than a shit nog dog, but a hog. That's what he is. And you find out today that your little pretty boy over there is not as good as he thought he was. So there you go. Miles Johnson sucks, and that's about it. He bled the whole fight. They wonder where the blood came from. He was bleeding, and he never even got hit. That's how bad he sucked. And that's my pick. That's the lineup. He still won the fight somehow with those judges. I believe that one judge used to judge boxing back in the 90s and 2000s and 80s. Diamanta. Diamante, Diamante, whoever the hell that judge is, he's been judging boxing fights since like 1985. Ever since I've been watching boxing, that's been one of the biggest judges. So if that's what you're putting in your fights now, to judge, you maybe want to tell him this is not boxing, it's mixed martial arts. And that's that show, and that show sucked. Have a good one.